USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House impeachment manager Ted Lieu is accusing former President Trump of showing no remorse after the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. During the former president's Senate trial, Lieu stressed Trump has assumed no responsibility for the violent and deadly assault. The California Democrat adding,
"It sends a message that it is acceptable to incite a violent insurrection to overthrow the will of the people."
The leader of the Republican National Committee, Ronna McDaniel, says Americans want lawmakers to focus on other issues like opening schools instead of former President Trump's impeachment trial.
What they do want to see are Democrats fighting to get our kids back in school and fighting to get this vaccine distributed to the American people instead of fighting Donald Trump over and over and over again, which they've done for the past 4 years.
USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest-growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The White House expects CDC school reopening guidelines to be released on Friday. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the guidelines are the next step to getting kids back in the classroom.
The president's role is, of course, to ensure that across government, we are listening to those guidelines, we are leaning into science, we are letting the science and medical experts lead, and then his objective is to ensure there's the funding to deliver on that.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a coronavirus stimulus plan is necessary as House committees begin marking up the proposal.
The chairman of the Federal Reserve stated that the real unemployment rate is 10%, matching the worst point in the Great Recession.
The California Democrat speaking during her weekly press conference, Pelosi saying she wants the bill in the budget committee by next week and through the House by the end of the month. Regarding the impeachment of former President Trump, Pelosi saying she's watching as much as she can. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day, as House prosecutors wrap up their presentation on Thursday in the second impeachment trial of former President Trump, Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, shares with Fox News what he believes we can expect.
I think you're going to see a lot of partisan table pounding. You're going to see a lot of efforts to pull on emotion. And at the end of the day, it's not going to succeed. President Trump is going to be acquitted. In order to convict him, it takes 67 votes. They're not 67 votes. Every senator knows that. The House managers know that. Everybody knows that. But they're going through political theater, and they're going through political theater because for 4 years, congressional Democrats, they've been obsessed. They've been consumed with hatred for President Trump. And it defines who the Democratic Party is. So they've got a new Democratic president, a Democratic House, a Democratic Senate, and instead of working on the very real problems we have in this country, we have tens of millions of Americans out of work, we have millions of kids who are not going to school, and yet the Democrats are not trying to fix those problems. Instead, they want to go through a circus of an impeachment trial that they know is doomed to failure.
YouTube has banned LifeSite News from its platform because the organization published a video featuring comments from a medical doctor that YouTube claimed contained medical misinformation. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.